Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time, npr.org/Bryant Park. Nuclear war, check. Project Runway, check. Donkeys?
Donkey rights.
Yep, we got ourselves a ramble here.
We're going to start with the heavy stuff. Potential nuclear war. Okay, calm down. It's not that. It's not really. But there's some study, some new research out there that says a regional nuclear war would affect a far greater area than the region in which it took place. But not necessarily because of fallout. This is according to a new University of Colorado at Boulder study. The damage that nuclear bombs cause to the ozone layer could cause devastation around the world that could last for years. I know, this is not a happy way to start the ramble, but needless to say, researchers have used this computer model. It's a very high-tech kind of calculus to examine what a regional nuclear war involving 50 nuclear bombs of the type dropped on Hiroshima would do to the ozone levels. And they used a hypothetical war between Pakistan and India as their model, and they determined that the explosions would create a global ozone hole that would persist for years after the battle ended. The effects of an ozone-less atmosphere on humans would be pretty widespread. No ozone is a big deal. It means more ultraviolet radiation is let through, and there's an increased UV radiation risk, and that could potentially damage DNA. And this is already, but really seriously bumming me out. So let's move on to a different story.
All right. Auf Wiedersehen. All right.
Auf Wiedersehen.
But what's German for oh snap? Project Runway is leaving its network Bravo and heading over to Lifetime. I have a friend who's an ad writer, and she sent to Lifetime an ad line that said, Lifetime, that's a commitment.
But that's funny.
NBC Universal, Bravo's parent company, has filed a lawsuit to prevent the Weinstein Company, the producers of Project Runway, from taking Heidi away. Lifetime, bigger network, reaches 7 million more homes than Bravo. Now, if Bravo does end up losing Project Runway, that will be after 5 years of it being involved. 5 seasons, I should say. Mm. They just won a Peabody Award. And Lifetime, well, that's their big signature show. Now, Lifetime's press release is, it's so, they're just like, we got him, we got him. It says, Heidi Klum, Project Runway's international supermodel host, and Tim Gunn, chief creative officer at Liz Claiborne, Inc., and mentor to the show's contestants, are both fashioning their new home at Lifetime. Mm-hmm. Now, NBC's press release jumps on and says, NBC Universal has continuing legal rights related to Project Runway, including the right of first refusal to future cycles of the series, which the Weinstein Company unfortunately has refused to honor. The Hollywood Reporter is saying this move is believed to be the biggest switch ever in cable.
Well, we were talking this morning in the meeting. This was apparently a verbal agreement that they had with the Weinsteins, mm-hmm. not something signed in blood, and that doesn't seem very smart in big-time network television.
Now, that may be the biggest switch in cable ever, but another big switch, a Venezuelan channel has yanked The Simpsons off the air because it isn't appropriate for children, and it's being replaced with Baywatch Hawaii.
Because that makes sense. You know what, Allison? Someone's got to stand up for donkey rights.
I agree.
Yeah. And so someone is. The Donkey Sanctuary and the British Equine Vets Association has drawn up a code to standardize treatment of beach donkeys across Britain. I don't really know what a beach donkey is. Apparently, a donkey ride is a staple of the quintessential English beach holiday.
Yeah.
And there's a vacation spot in Blackpool. It's had a local donkey charter protecting donkey welfare dating back to 1942. Back then, the donkeys needed to protect against owners who'd overwork the donkeys.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You've been to a place like the Grand Canyon, and
yeah.
you see somebody getting on a donkey, and you just think, oh, that poor donkey.
That poor little donkey.
Because that person getting on the donkey maybe would
I
should
keep
exercise.
Remembering the Brady Bunch special, the Grand Canyon, when Alice is on this donkey, and it just looked like it was really laboring.
Well, it's all about weight rules, right? A lot of it.
Yeah. We need to get skinnier, then we can ride the donkeys.
And Luciano Pavarotti's final aria was lip-synced. He pre-recorded his performance at the 2006 Winter Olympics in Turin, or Torino. Let's play a bit of that from an earlier performance. A bit of a song.
It is beautiful.
Now, the conductor of the performance actually says the decision to lip sync was made because Pavarotti was in severe pain months before he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. His manager said it was the cold weather that made the live performance impossible. It was cold in Torino. It was cold and raw. And
see, I think we should cut this man some slack.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he is Pavarotti, and he was really sick.
Yes, and we lost him last September at 71. Beautiful music. This morning.
That's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.